glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse 7, one of my favorites, it says, For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Oh, that's just a great word, great truth today from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Friend, good to see you today. Here we are. It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2021. It's amazing how quickly time just flies. Our kids actually Hannah, she's the only one left in school. Yeah, she's starting school here in a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, putting kind of a wrap on our summer months. It's amazing how time just flies. And the next thing you know, it's going to be fall. And then, well, you're going to be shoveling ice on your driveway. So let's take it one day at a time. I like that better. But, well, friend, it's a joy to hang out with you today. It is, of course, yeah, it's Thursday. That means I get to be the guest host for Mark and Friends, as I have been for a long time. And it's a joy to do it each and every week. New month means a new edition of the Prime Live Times. It's part of the publishing wing of this radio ministry, Prime Life Times, informative, engaging, positive, some great articles this month as we move on in the month of August. Over 350 locations, by the way, in our listening area and beyond. Find out more about Prime Life Times by visiting primelifetimes.com. Also taking that trip to, Philadelphia. Yeah, it's the Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Bus Tour and Adventure coming up later on this fall. And it's more than just a bus trip, dear friend. It is, it really is a tour and adventure of our American heritage. You'll get to see the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Betsy Ross House, and the Liberty Bell. You know that bell that you remember growing up in school, hearing about, reading about, that's cracked. Yeah, you'll get to see that, experience that, soak in our American heritage. It's all part of the great news media, Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia Bus Tour and Adventure, coming up in October. Find out more by visiting greatnewsmedia.org, greatnewsmedia.org. Well, here we are. Have you watched any of the Olympics at all these last several days? I know my wife and daughter has. I haven't had any interest whatsoever in watching it, but they just enjoy watching the games and, you know, the volleyball and all that other stuff. But for Mark and Friends today, we're going to hear a wonderful testimony. I'll tell you what, I heard this the other day. Bless my heart. Scott Hamilton is a retired American figure skater and Olympic gold medalist. He has had just years of health issues, and he's going to share his own testimony on how he found the Lord Jesus Christ and when he completely surrendered his life to him. Oh, it's a great story, great testimony. We'll hear that and more right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
All about you, all about you.
Hope you're having a great Thursday. This is Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. I'm the Friends Parts. It's a joy to be hanging out here with you. And here we are, the Olympics, I believe, wrapping up on Sunday, I believe. I could be wrong. I haven't been following any of it. But we're going to hear a wonderful testimony. Thanks to our friends at White Chair Productions. They do the I Am Second series where they kind of connect with celebrities who are believers, and they share why Christ is first in their life and why they are second. That's where they kind of get the whole theme of I Am Second. And a few years ago, they sat down with Scott Hamilton, who shared his testimony. He is a retired American figure skater. Olympic gold medalist. He won four consecutive U.S. championships from 1981 to 1984 and four consecutive world championships, 81 through 84, and a gold medal in the 1984 Olympics. Just a very talented young man. And one day he saw his emptiness. He saw his need for a savior. Here's Scott Hamilton sharing on why he is second.
When I was very little, I suffered from a disease that stopped me from growing. It was in and out of hospitals for years, and I was never really home. And so what ended up happening was I came back from kind of being in and out of hospitals, and I ended up going to the skating club thing just by accident, and I found skating, which kind of took on a life of its own, and it progressed, and pretty soon I'm competing, pretty soon I'm living away from home. My role models and the people that were teaching me how to live day to day were older skaters. So there was a lot of it that was terrific, but a lot of it that really wasn't guiding me in any real direction. It wasn't until I suffered the devastation of my mother losing her battle to cancer that something was awakened in me. I knew I needed something more, something better. I think I needed to have some strength. And my mother was my source of strength. When she was living, I would disappoint her. But when she was gone, I just didn't ever want to be less than she thought I could be. I was happy to just work. I was happy to just entertain. I'd do well, and I think that was good enough. Skating had given me life as a child, and it had given me, you know, kind of a strength as an adult. But what was about to happen really changed my life forever. You know, cancer, it put me into a phase of my life where I just needed to kind of sort it all out. I just survived something. Why? I survived something that took the most important person in my life off the planet. That was my mother. She died of cancer, and I survived. What's my purpose now? What do I need to do? And a big part of that dust settling was getting with Tracy. And she brought me to the church. She took me to a minister, a man named Ken Durham. And the first thing he said to me, which was extraordinary, was he goes, "You have to understand that Christianity is a faith of history. These things actually happened." And I go, okay, that's a good starting off point. And just study what has happened and see how that resonates in your own life. And it grew. It just sort of, it's like, okay, I get it. When you survive testicular cancer and you want to start a family, you don't know what the issues are going to be. And I prayed that I would someday become a father. Tracy and I, we got engaged and married. And then my son was born 9 months and 2 days after we got married. So I guess there was a plan there. I thought I paid my health dues when I had cancer, but this was a whole other issue. I have a brain tumor. How do I tell my wife? And we have a 14-month-old son. How do I tell my wife that I have a brain tumor? I'd just gotten the news an hour before. I met them at the hotel, and she goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "I have a brain tumor." And she took my hands, and without hesitation, she just started to pray. And it was in that moment I knew where I was going to put everything. My trust, my faith, everything. So the most powerful moment of my life. From that moment forward, we just said, whatever it is, whatever it takes, we'll face this. When they're going to do a biopsy, they tell you, we're going to drill a hole in your head, and then we're going to take a needle down through your brain and take a piece of the tumor. They said, we seem to have found a safe corridor to do this. I go, well, I'm not using most of it. But they tell you all the things that can go wrong in that surgery. And I remember waking up, and I looked at the clock, and it was 10:20. I knew where I was. And then the next thing I saw was my wife come in with a smile on her face. She said, they know what it is. And they found out that brain tumor was one that I was born with, one that I'd had since birth, which inhibited my growth as a young child. That was the mysterious illness I had that they never diagnosed that got me into skating. Who would I be without a brain tumor? I'm 5'4". If I were 5'8", if I would have grown those years, 5'10", where would I be? Who would I be? I could choose to look at it as debilitating, to choose to focus on the suffering. I choose to look at that brain tumor as the greatest gift I could have gotten, because it made everything else possible. I didn't see past it this time. I didn't think I would survive. One point I was starting to really feel weak. And one nurse in particular, I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I just was uncomfortable. And she was, can I get you anything? And I just said, no. I go, I'm just a little scared. She said, do you pray? I said, yes. And she said, what do you say when you pray? I go, well, I just thank God for all the blessings in my life. Do you ask him for anything? No. I just want him to know I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Well, who is God to you? And I said, well, I guess he's my father. Oh, you're a father, right? Yes. If one of your children were hurting, wouldn't you want him to come to you for comfort, strength? Yes. So I change the way I pray now. I ask. Uninhibitedly, I ask. I ask to heal. I ask for strength. I ask for courage. I ask for another child. Want to talk about miracles? It's after surviving the pituitary brain tumor. It's impossible, practically impossible. I did 6 injections a week for 2 years. No luck. We're not meant to have another child. We gave that to God. A month later, we found out that Max was on his way. Miracle Max. When I look back and I see all those little moments in my life where I needed a great deal of strength, I understand that through a strong relationship with Jesus, you can endure anything. I've just learned that the only true disability in life is a bad attitude. God is there to guide you through the tough spots. God was there every single time. Every single time. My name is Scott Hamilton, and I am second.
Yeah, amen. I don't know about you, but I just have tears in my eyes just listening to his story, his testimony about how good God has been in his life, so faithful. And how he came to a place in his life where Scott poured out his declaration of dependence of Almighty God. Friend, if you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it on our website, greatnewsmedia.org.
The splendor of a
great is our God, and all will see.